down in Coleman. You know everything I am down in Coleman. I said everything I am.
Hello, hello.
Right in the middle of the solo.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Well, hey.
It is, I think, a 9-minute song.
Yeah.
At some point.
I think it communicated what it had to.
It which did say Purple Rain many times.
Which is the fact that we're back.
We're back, baby.
After a week hiatus.
Yeah. To see Dune.
Yeah. We're continuing our colored episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Last week was the first, or 2 weeks ago was the first one, which was blue.
Blue. We're making our way through the rainbow. Not in the correct order, but...
Well, I say that we're going towards green the long way.
Mm.
Right? So we'll go purple, then next week
red,
orange, yellow.
I like that.
And then by springtime, green.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes this week purple, which... I mean, my mom texted me last episode when we announced we were going to do Purple, and she said Purple Rain by Prince.
Yeah.
So obviously,
obviously
that has to be our intro.
Yeah.
We should also say
that
this is Odds and Ends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Silas.
I'm Eli.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Daylight savings ended.
Yeah. We sprang forward.
Yeah. I like that the days are longer now, but
it's just, man, that one night.
It was disorienting to wake up at 11 a.m.
Oh, same.
And still be not well rested.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Welcome to the, what is the spring solstice on your birthday? Spring equinox on your birthday?
It's like a day before, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's coming up.
The vernal equinox, or is that? Yeah, the vernal equinox.
That's spring. I would think that'd be autumn.
I think the autumn one is
autumnal.
Yeah,
okay, it's true. Cool. Well,
what are we hearing next?
Okay, next. Okay, well, I guess we will discuss our different interpretations of the word purple in terms of vibe, of song as we go. Because we were just talking about how we went a couple different directions over the course of this playlist. This next one that I have is called Plate by Genevieve... I'm too far away. Artadi.
Mm.
I found this song over winter break, and then I listened to the whole album. I think it's best to just hear it, and then maybe we can reflect on it after we play that, plus another song.
Okay.
All right. Also, just because I don't remember how it goes.
Right on.
Cool. Thank you.
she so hot when her tut cook her. She needs spanking, she loving. As she pushes, I can open up.
We just heard Sugar Daddy,
Sugar Daddy
by D'Angelo.
That's a great song.
That was really cool. I'd never heard that one.
I don't really know why I chose that for Purple, but I was like, I want to play a D'Angelo song because, I don't know, feels velvety. And
velvety is a great word.
Yeah.
Also, like, anything that has like that R&B but danceable feel, I feel like falls under Purple.
Yeah, I want to be listening to that in a big space with purple velvet curtains.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's like a like vibrant purple.
Uh-huh.
And then there's also like an indigo sort of tone.
I've never known the difference between.
I think indigo is closer to blue.
Okay.
But I think it.
It's kind
of. Well, I don't know. Because purple's not in like the spectrum. You know, it's like indigo and violet.
But that's still, I'm like, those don't deserve to be two different colors.
Maybe, right? Yeah. They should be like indigo purple and violet purple, you know, something like that.
They're both just purple.
Yeah,
we have other colors in the rainbow.
It is weirdly
accounted for by name.
Yeah,
that if those are separate colors, they should also be separate,
right? It's weird. It's weird that we have like the color wheel for art and then like the visible light spectrum, and they use different words.
Yeah.
But enough said about that, I guess. I think up next they'll stay in a sort of like R&B but more jazzy direction with a song from Yusuf Days's new album, which is I think just him in Malibu. Yeah, live from Malibu.
Cool.
This is a cover of Portrait of Tracy, but it's a lot more groovy.
Ooh, purple.
So, let's hear it. That was Airport Love Theme by Waldir Kamon.
Nice. Is that from a movie or something?
I know it, as probably most people know it, as a sample from Mad Villainy. I think it's Curls
right.
samples it. But yeah, I just came across the original like on my Discover Weekly a couple weeks ago. It's great.
I feel like that happens a lot.
Right.
I'm getting a lot of Discover Weekly songs where I'm like, I know this.
Yeah.
And then I,
but I'm
I
glad
that it's a sample.
Yeah, but I'm glad I have it, like, it's told me what it is, you know? Yeah, that one, we were talking a little bit off air, but I was struggling with some of my selections because I find, like, there's a fine line between what feels purple and what feels orange. I feel like this one is kind of leaning more orange to me now.
I can see that.
But
the horns are pretty bright.
Yeah, that's yeah. What, I think that's what does it. Excited for the orange episode. That one's going to be good.
It's going to be a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, that'll be post-break. Yeah, this is the last one before break.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Have a good break, everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been awesome.
Half hour up. Cool.
Next up, so I was thinking, all right, purple, royalty.
Yeah.
Kings and queens.
Yeah.
Here's Dancing Queen by ABBA. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, who have a song called Magenta Mountain.
How
I mean,
could
it
you
works
not?
On two levels.
Yeah, yeah. That's more levels than most of these work on.
Yeah.
So.
Most of them are zero.
Yeah, maybe one.
Maybe.
Shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Mountain.
Food Not
That
Bomb.
Was Black Cat by Broadcast.
Asshole. What did you think of the song?
Purple. Okay, you go.
Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food
with others.
With the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. What the hell does that mean?
Also, it doesn't have to be protest.
Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the... Let me take that again. It's not a sentence. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment for the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. This has been a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Did they say how they distribute the food? Is it not the same model as a soup kitchen?
Don't denigrate soup kitchens.
Yeah, what?
We're working so no one has to go to a soup kitchen. Those terrible places.
Makes no sense.
What are you talking about?
Cool.
That's good. Invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. So voting?
Yeah.
What decisions have to be made?
Existing.
What bean are we going to cook with?
Yeah.
Also, if you're giving free food to the needy, don't make it vegetarian. unless they request it to be like that.
Well, it's with no restrictions. Except there can't be meat. That's pretty good.
So restrictive.
This is reminding me of... Veronica was telling me about, I don't remember what businesses are involved. I think a lot of them maybe Inman, but it's like you go to this event and you buy like a hand thrown bowl, and then they like restaurants will like be there and like serving soup. You can like just get like a bowl full of soup and then you keep the bowl.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like $40, I think, because you are buying a bowl and you're buying a meal.
But do you get to refill the bowl?
Like if you eat it, do you get seconds?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know that much about it. I think it's like happening maybe over break or right at the end of break.
Okay.
It's a little steep price wise, but a cool concept.
Yeah.
Kind of the opposite of that one, but
it's an expensive bowl of soup.
Yeah. It's gonna be a nice bowl.
But a cheap bowl.
Yeah. Kinda. I don't know.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
$30 is crazy.
But yeah, a fun concept.
Mm.
So if you are interested, learn about it, I guess.
Go to food.bombs.
Foodnotbombs.bombs. Cool. All right. We're about two-thirds of the way through.
Should we just call it?
Yeah. If anyone wants to sub for us for the last 20 minutes.
You can get 20 minutes of volunteer hours.
Yeah.
Do you have one you want to hear next?
I have one that I want to hear at some point.
Okay. Well, next up, let's do Paper Thin Walls by Modest Mouse. It has a purple album cover. That's it.
I was going to say that Veronica's friends did are doing shows like this, but the theme is the color of the album cover.
So they
stole
it.
That's what I heard.
From us.
Yeah. Although I think that they did get a head start. But it's like creative convergence. Cooler. Yeah.
Parallel thinking at best.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely more of a framework. Yeah, that they're working within. Cool.
So are they, in each show, they're playing only songs?
Veronica was on the black and white one.
Huh.
Grayscale, if you will. Shout
out. I
didn't
even plan for that.
Shout out to Rot, I think is the name of their show.
Cool name.
And I forget. Relaxation only time.
Rought.
I think relaxation only time.
Okay.
Great name. All right.
These walls are paper thin. but you don't know. I can't be a fool for everyone that I don't know.
If I pose and I thread, if I pull on the thread, will you try? If I open the tear with my best stare, will you buy? If I smash down the walls, if I ignore your calls, will you believe? If I choke out the sun, if I blister the hum, will you breathe? Am I almost there? Stare, will you kneel? I am baby's breath, I dance with death, will you kneel? I'm sorry for the things that I see, I dance till my feet bleed.
That was Roy by Idols off of their new release, Tank.
Tank. Did you feel that was purple?
I think so. I think I described it as devious purple, and then you said Cheshire Cat purple, which I think really captures it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cheshire-esque.
Yeah.
We did not decide what to play next.
No, we didn't. I do know that the only other song that I want to play is 7 minutes. But we don't have to play the whole thing. But do you want to hear that first and then we can put something at the end? Cool. All right, this is Something Holy, live at Funk House by Alice Phoebe Liu.
Okay.
light of my bedroom, you take one look at me, and I swoon, I'm here with you. It hasn't been so easy being lonely. Oh, I'm here with you. It hasn't been so easy being lonely. Oh, I'm here with you. It hasn't been so easy being lonely. Oh, I'm here with you. It hasn't been so easy being lonely. Thank you for showing.
This has been Oz and Ends.
I'm Silas.
I'm Eli. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Next week we're going to be doing...
nothing.
Oh, yeah, we're not.
Well, are you going to be here? No, you're going to be...
no.
Yeah. Well...
the week after, probably also still nothing, right? Aren't we going to be flying?
Oh, I think... yeah.
We're really bad at this.
Yeah. Well, we have spring break. Yeah. I'm leaving early. I'm leaving Thursday. Mm-hmm. You're flying in on Monday.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Los Angeles. We're going to take a road trip up to Yosemite.
Yeah.
And then...
caught in a blizzard.
Yeah. Come back down.
Yeah.
And then we'll fly back Saturday night. But we have a 7-hour layover in Atlanta, Georgia.
So we're gonna go into the city. If anyone has Atlanta recommendations...
yeah, hit us up with Atlanta recs. I think I have family there, so I'll ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
We cool. Get some barbecue, I guess.
Yeah. 7 hours is so much time. Cool. I've never had a layover where I left the airport.
Me neither. Actually, that's a lie.
I think I had like a 24-hour layover, but that doesn't count.
So you left the airport for that?
Yeah.
That's basically just a mini trip.
Yeah. Cool. What you got?
Purple, royalty, kings and queens, King Cruel, Archie Marshall, Arise Dear Brother.
All right.
That's the connection.
Let's hear it. Thanks, everyone.
You slipped and slide, let the sky inside.